This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Wildfires rampaged through some of Greece's last remaining forests for yet another day Saturday, after burning scores of homes, businesses, and farms during the country's worst heat wave in three decades. One of the massive fires advanced through a national park north of Athens and one of the last sustainable forests near the Greek capital. The blaze sent choking smoke across the capital region, where authorities set up a hotline for residents with breathing problems. Thousands of residents and vacationers in areas where fires broke out days ago have fled by land and by sea as firefighters and volunteers battle through the night. In an apocalyptic scenes overnight and into Saturday morning, ferries evacuated more than 1,000 people from a seaside village and beaches on an island of a rugged forested mountains popular with holidaymakers and campers after approaching flames cut off other means of escape. The scale of Greece's wildfires has been breathtaking, with more than 100 breaking out across the country over the past few days. A local official in the south estimated that around 70% of her area had been destroyed. Other local officials and residents also made televised appeals for more firefighting help, particularly air support. The Greek government's request backing for distressed resources through the European Union's emergency support system. Firefighters and aircraft have arrived from France, Ukraine, Cyprus, Croatia, Sweden, Israel, with more arriving Saturday from Romania and Switzerland. Egypt said Saturday it was sending two helicopters to Greece, while 36 Czech firefighters and 15 vehicles were expected to arrive on Monday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Thailand fired tear gas and rubber bullets Saturday at hundreds of protesters in Bangkok demanding political reform and calling for a change to the country's coronavirus vaccination program. Demonstrators defied restrictions on public gatherings introduced as Thailand battles its worst outbreak of the virus, and there were calls for the prime minister to quit. The Thai government has come under fire for the sluggish rollout of COVID vaccinations, and the protesters also demanded it start using mRNA shots such as Pfizer and Moderna rather than China's Sinovac. The 500 or so protesters were vastly outnumbered by police, who said Friday they plan to deploy nearly 6,000 officers to tackle the rally. Iran on Saturday rejected as, quote, baseless allegations by G7 foreign ministers that it was behind a deadly drone attack on a tanker off Oman last week. Tehran has strongly denied having any link to the July 29th attack on an oil tanker operated by an Israeli company, but has faced an increasing wave of accusations in recent days from Israel and its allies. A British security guard and a Romanian crew member were killed in the attack. Iran's foreign minister claims the tanker attack and the accusations against Iran were a manufactured, quote, scenario, questioning the timing before Iran's new president, Ibrahim Raisi, took the oath of office just days ago. NBA superstar Kevin Durant led Team USA's victory over France in the men's basketball final in Tokyo on Saturday, avenging a first-round loss and claiming a 16th gold for the country in the sport. Durant, who in these games surpassed Carmelo Anthony as the United States' highest career scorer, led with 29 points in the 87-82 victory. The Brooklyn Nets star has now won 3 Olympic gold medals. The championship attracted the biggest crowd yet in these games to the arena north of Tokyo, with the bottom bowl of seats about half full of athletes, officials, media, and volunteers in place of fans due to COVID-19 restrictions. France earned their 3rd Olympic silver medal in men's basketball. Slovenia, making their debut at the games, will play Australia in the bronze medal match later on Saturday. The U.S. men have historically been the team to beat, with 15 gold medals since 1936 going into the games. The championship marks their 4th straight gold medal. But this year's team proved to be vulnerable, dropping 2 straight exhibition games in July and suffering a shock 83-76 defeat to France in the preliminary round of the games, which was their first defeat on the Olympic stage since 2004. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.